Episode 13, A Better Writing Tool. Philosophy aside, let's face it, this is a laptop endeavor. Now don't start trolling me about how great your tablet is, or you can write a novel on a smartphone. And a desktop computer will do if you are homebound, but for most of us, we live on our laptops. Hardware, not an issue. It's a choice. But writing software, on the other hand, is a different matter. You are not writing business letters or college papers. You are not doing mail merge or school assignments. You are not helping your middle school child make a newsletter. You are writing a novel. Mine tend to run 60,000 to 90,000 words. When your manuscript is finished, you have to communicate it somewhere to be published. My first novel, The Juno Letters, tested my patience beyond measure. That's because I used a word processor. The word processor I tried choked on the file size and often blew up the styles that are a fundamental part of the publication process, or at least were way back then. And the output was consistently rejected by the e-publishers for not meeting file standards. A traditional word processor is the wrong tool. Sorry, Microsoft Word fans, but truth does not lie in Redmond, at least not for writing a novel. Of the different writing softwares I have tried, only one makes the cut, and that is Scrivener by Literature and Latte. Scrivener has within it a powerful word processor. That is a must. There is, however, a strategic difference between this and a standard word processor. Scrivener is more of a desktop within your desktop, a file manager within your file manager, all tied together with tools specifically geared toward the professional writer. The intro on their website says, Literature and Latte was born out of a desire for tools that embrace the creativity of all forms of composition. They aren't just bragging. The heart of the software is what they call scrivenings. And the easiest way to understand one of these is to think of a scene. It shows in the document tree as a separate file that mimics the file structure on your computer. It can be as long or short as you like. Drag it around the file tree, not copy or paste. Add a folder, Chapter 1, for example. The files created within that folder show the hierarchy, and they can be embedded within the files themselves, grouping like scenes together for continuity. Did you write a file outside of that folder? Who cares? Just drag it in place. Move it wherever you want to move it. Want to move Chapter 5 to Chapter 14? Drag it. That's all. Want to take a scene you wrote and delete it? Hit the trash icon. Oops, that was a mistake. Well, unless you force clear the program trash, it is still there. Just drag it back. Keep your character sketches, descriptions of places and groups, and notes all at your fingertips. Turn on a variety of helper apps from word suggestions to spell check, and a whole lot more. Need a name for a character? It has a built-in name generator ordered by country, language, and culture. Have a graphic or a PDF you want to keep for ready reference? Instead of copying it to a folder on your laptop and opening another app to read it, simply drag it to the research folder and it becomes a part of your work, available at any time, even in multiple split window views. Oh, did I mention it has a great word processor? I think I did. Or maybe you write poetry or screenplays. How about short stories? There are specific templates customized for all forms of creative writing besides novels. You can easily merge files, split files, move files and folders, mark the status of files, set writing targets, word length targets, and manage your daily activity. And this is just a quick overview. When you are ready to publish, Scrivener can compile your work in all of the major e-formats, EPUB, Kindle, PDF, HTML, MS Word, text, rich text. It will add your cover to your Kindle and EPUB book formats and create a table of contents automatically. The software is available to download, and even better, it is not a subscription service. $60 buys a license for Mac or Windows. I've had mine for 10 years, and have never had to pay for an upgrade. You can take a free trial. It is so easy to start working with Scrivener, you will wonder why you ever opened your word processor. This is an unsolicited endorsement. I'm L.W. Hewitt, and I've gone off-grid.